Here's Carly.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation. We are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me.
Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I know now that we are one. There is no separation, we are one.
Wow, 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 wow. My sister, my sister, my cup runneth over. You and your voice touch me to the core of my being. I am filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, and you know what I'm talking about. That's a term from the Pentecostal church. It's just to say that my cup runneth over. You connected me fully and completely with the source of our good. And ain't that the truth? We are one. Jesus spoke unto the multitude and said, we are one self, united with our Creator, at one with every aspect of creation, and we are limitless in power, and we are limitless in peace. So to everyone, let us offer quietness. To everyone, let us offer peace of mind. to everyone, may we offer gentleness. All that I give to myself. Back to Jesus, saying something else that touched my heart and changed my life. I come that you might have life more abundantly. Yes, I've come that you might have life through eternity. I didn't come to condemn the world, nor to shame you for your wrongs. I have come to mend your broken heart and to give your life a song. I come to give you peace. I come to give you joy. I come to give you life more abundantly. Can you, along with me, imagine for a moment your very life lived more abundantly as in a my cup runneth over experience, constantly receiving the all good that comes from the one God, receiving it and extending it. Can you imagine your life filled with such abundance consciousness that it manifests everywhere you care to look? More abundant life for me, for you, for everyone. Abundant peace, abundant prosperity, abundant happiness, abundant health. Becca said it well. Praying without ceasing is the key. For prayer is creative thinking that heightens the connection with God mind and therefore brings forth wisdom, health, prosperity, and everything good. It is good to remember the truth that sets us free. Our oneness with one another, our oneness with our Creator, our oneness with all of creation. Very often, I allow myself to hear the voice of Spirit speak to me. Carlos Wayne, I did not come for any other purpose than to usher you into abundant life. No, I didn't come to condemn the world, nor to shame you for your wrong. I've come to mend your broken heart, buddy, and to give your life a song. I come that you might have life more abundantly. I would like now to go to a scriptural reference of Jesus in action at a well. Jesus is a sneaky little rascal. He had noticed a woman in the village who went to the well to draw her water at an hour when she knew no one else would be there. She was a woman of Samaria, and the Samaritans were shunned as untouchables by the pious Jews. That was one thing that all of their people dealt with. The Samaritans always knew that the pious Jews looked down upon them, referred to them as untouchables. And so it makes sense that she would never expect a Jew to approach her with any intimate contact whatsoever. She was never with other women when she drew her water at the well. She came at a different time, a separate hour, than they came collectively to draw their water. Because even among her own people, she was looked down upon. And in many ways, she was seen as untouchable and less than. Why? Because of the story of her life. She had had many men seeking to find someone who would love her, who would provide for her, and uplift her. After husband, she found that they didn't have what she needed. It was not theirs to give. So, none of the other women hang out with her. She was an outcast. The thing about Jesus, he was not an outcast, but he was an outlaw. He broke the law any time he felt like it. And speaking of the religious law of the Jews, with all of the many dictates and commands and rules and regulations of who it is acceptable to share company with and who it is not, of what it is appropriate to eat and to do, so many laws to prove that you are devoted to God and to assure God's love and blessings upon you. This sneaky little rascal Jesus, after noticing this woman going to the well at this hour when she knew she would be alone, got there one day before she arrived, just sitting at the edge of the well, waiting for a close encounter of a Christ kind. As she approached the well, she was absolutely certain that when he saw her coming, he would scurry away. She was as untouchable as a leper in her own mind and in the minds of her own people, the Samaritans, certainly in the minds of the Jews. She approached certain that he would leave, and she would be alone in her loneliness to draw her water from the well. She was very surprised then when he didn't move and when he didn't run away. She was more surprised at the way he was looking at her. The look in his eyes spoke not of looking down on an other, a separate being than himself. Someone not chosen as he and his people were chosen. It was strange for her. He looked at her as though he was her, and she was him. Others in the scripture had the same startling response to the look and the light that shined from his eyes. It made her nervous that he didn't run away, and it made her nervous that he seemed to see her as no one in her lifetime had ever seen her as his own glorious self. She would quickly draw her water and quickly go home to ponder the amazement of having been looked at that way. As though we are one self, united with our Creator. As she got to the well and drew up the bucket filled with water, this outlaw did what the rules of his religion said, don't do. He leaned in and began a conversation with the woman. She was even more startled now. He is speaking to me, not spitting on me. And there is a tenderness and a gentleness in his voice, as though he cherishes me. Oh my God. It would not be so if he knew my story. I'm sure that some of us have been grateful that others around us do not know the fullness of our story, the details of all the things we should not have done and did, that we should have done yet did not, the stories of our pain. Many of us have been confused into believing that we are our story. And quite often, that we are the story of our pain. She is certain in her heart, in her mind, and in her soul. If this man knew my story, he would not gaze upon me with such adoration. He spoke gently, and in his speaking to her, he let her know clearly and unquestionably that he knew her story. He spoke to her of her many husbands, each one of them who she desired would give her what she needed and would take care of her and provide for her. She needed a feeling of safety and security and love and uplifting. Yet none of her husbands, one after another, had this to give. Jesus said to her, "The water that you are drawing from the well will quench your thirst for a while. Within hours, you will want more. But I have come to give you living water. And if you drink of living water, my sister, my sister, my sister, believe me, you will thirst no more. It is not a man you have needed. It is not worldly protection or supply that your heart has desired. Many are confused in thinking this is so, that the world and others have something to give them, that if they are given it, they will finally at last have an experience of heaven on earth, an experience of being safe, an experience of being loved, just plain old loved." He informed the woman of what he has informed me. The world cannot give what we need. What we need is the living water. Communion with the Almighty One. Reconnection with Source. The knowing that we are one self, united with our Creator. The knowing that we are at one with every aspect of creation. The knowing that we are limitless in power and in peace. This is the living water that if we drink, we will thirst no more. She wondered how he knew about her husbands. And she hoped he didn't know about her current situation. But he let her know that he knew all things about her. The man you are currently living with, he spoke to her, is not your husband. He's just a man attracted to you, who you are living with. Once again, expecting that he might provide what, trust me, he does not have to give. My sister, do not be ashamed and fear not. You are not your story. Your story is about what happened to you. But it's not what happens to us. It's what we make of what happens to us. I invite you to transform this story of your pain into God's glory of your victory. This is the moment of your awakening. When I read that scripture, it was clear to me that I was that woman, and that woman was me. I was receiving the invitation to remember again and again and again and again, I am not the story of my babe. She was born again in that moment. The self she had been died and disappeared and returned to the nothingness from whence it came. And a free and holy child of God rose to take its place. The painful one, so full of pain, receded into the background. And the child of God, that is the light of the world, stepped forward to live a life that was abundant. When his work was done, he said something to the woman. Keep this between you and me and God. If it is at all possible, do not run and tell everybody of the change that has come over you. He suggested this with a smile. Already he knew that no one could keep quiet about how once I was dead and am alive again. And so when she left the well, she left skipping. And when she got back to the village, she ran and told everybody, because everybody could see that she was not the same self that went to the well for water. She said, I met a man who saw through the story of my pain and perceive the glory of God. I have said it before, church. And today I say it again. God is in heaven. And heaven is in you. And holy is your name. God wants you to know you have nothing to fear, and there is nothing and no one to blame. You've been informed. Your captivity is over. You've been informed. In truth, you're free. And so it is. So let me.
I am not the story of my pain. Mine is the story of a victorious one, one overcoming all obstacles, all challenges, one awakening from all disappointments into a greater clarity of my dependency upon my Creator. I am not the story of my pain. My story is the story of God's glory, the Creator of this created one, who has kept and sustained me with every breath and every step I take. I am not the story of my pain. I am the story of the victorious one, one who keeps getting up any time the trials of life should bring me to my knees, one who keeps putting one foot in front of another foot, in front of another foot, marching on and on and on, onward and upward. I am not the story of my pain. I am the story of one awakening from the dream of celebration into a great, great, great moment of knowing that nothing can separate me from the love of God. No more dreaming of separation, only a celebration for all that I am, for all that I have, for all that I do. I am not the story of my pain. I am the story of God's glory expressed in me and through me and as me throughout all eternity, lifetime after lifetime, awakening after awakening. My story is the one awakening into the consciousness of oneness, one who knows there is only one power and one presence in the universe and in my life, God the Good. I am not the story of my pain. Mine is a story of a victorious one. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Mine is the story of one who cannot help but say, Hallelujah.
I am light.
I am not the things my family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light. I am mistakes that I have made, or any other things that cause me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. The color of my eyes. I am not the skin on the outside. I am not my age. I am not my race. My soul inside is all light. I am light. I am divine. I am the God on the inside. I am a star, a piece of it all.